Hey everyone, Scott Hansen here from NFL Red Zone, and you're watching the Super Fantasy Bros Podcast. 1 hour of commercial-free podcasting starts now. Enjoy the show.
All right, welcome back to the Super Fantasy Bros Podcast, brought to you with the Old City Sports Network. Cannot believe we are now through 6 weeks of the NFL season, but we are on to week seven. Already. This week marks the halfway point of the fantasy season, so it is really time to start making moves, get your team in the best position for a playoff push. This week is one of 2 weeks this season also with six teams on a bye, including the Bengals, Cowboys, Titans, Jets, Texans, and Panthers. So for today's episode, we'll be doing a quick preview of Thursday Night Football, some cap or no cap, and we'll talk some of our rankings this week as well, give you some good bye week fill-in options, and wrap up with our picks for each game and trivia with Q. Feel free to drop any start sit questions in the chat. We will try to get to them, trade questions, whatever you got. Let's get right into preview of tonight's game, Jaguars at Saints. Tomorrow's game. I'm used to doing this on Thursdays. Wish it was tonight as well. Chandler in the chat, welcome back. Dynasty League with Nick Chubb. Should I keep him next year?
What if he's saying that Nick Chubb is a member in his dynasty league and he's asking to kick them out after this?
I still think Nick Chubb's going to be fine next year. I mean, it seems like the injury scare wasn't as crazily bad as it looked. Not as much was torn as they initially had thought. So I think Nick Chubb will still be valuable next year for sure. I don't think Jerome Ford is going to be like the guy right
now. Hell no.
Kareem?
No.
Kareem's going to be definitely gone next year. So he barely was there this year. So
they didn't even want him this year.
Yeah. Nick Chubb, definitely keep him. His value's at an all-time low right now, so you might as well hold. He said he turned down the membership, sadly. Any restraining order from Nick Chubb. All right, Jaguars at the Saints. Tomorrow's game, Thursday Night Football, not today, as I am confused. Before the Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence coming into this game questionable with a knee injury. Also, he is QB 15 on the season, did not have a bye. So he has been pretty stinky. Where do you have him ranked with six teams on a bye this week? Is he still a low-end QB1 in this tough matchup?
This 13. Week, yeah, I have him at 14 this week.
That's crazy. All these teams on a bye, he's still mid. No, I know. I'm in the same boat. I have him at 14 as well.
Okay.
Just saying, like, Trevor Lawrence was expected to be like at least top 10 quarterback, top 8.
Well, of course, there's always those bye week guys or those waiver guys who've now surpassed them, and that always happens. Like Sam Howell and Stafford, I guess, is another name where we didn't think
be Jordan. Do you have Russ over him?
I do have Russ over him.
Oh,
yeah. I have Russ over him too.
Oh,
I don't love Russ. He looked bad, but the Green Bay Packers are a much better matchup for him than the Chiefs were. Travis Etienne, obviously locked in as a must start. He has been on a tear. But for the pass catchers, wide receivers, how did you rank Calvin Ridley and Christian Kirk after another solid performance from Christian Kirk?
Christian Kirk at 21 and Ridley at 16. So definitely closer than the past weeks. I do think Kirk was saved by the touchdown on Sunday. His day was pretty average besides that.
I'm at 19 and 20. I'm taking the Q strat, putting them next to each other.
I am
once.
I have them one spot in between. I have Christian Kirk 20, Zay Flowers 21, Calvin Ridley 22.
That's 21. Fair. I kind of wanted to put.
Wait, Zay who?
Under
Zay Flowers.
You mean Zay Jones? Oh, Zay Flowers. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I would not rank Zay Jones.
That's why I was confused.
Christian Kirk above him last week too. I think the last couple of weeks I've moved on to Christian Kirk above Ridley just because he's been more consistent, more reliable. I want to see Ridley prove it to me on a consistent basis. He's had a couple really good games where he's kind of outshined Kirk, but Kirk's been the one that's been there every single week as a reliable option.
Yep.
Evan Engram has been one of the most consistent tight ends in fantasy thus far. Is he a top five play this week?
No. And I wish I could use the stat where the Saints are the best against tight ends, but Dalton Schultz proved that wrong last week. I have him outside the top five, though. I have him at seven.
I also have him at seven.
I moved him up to five just because I just think the consistency, you know, again.
Over Kittle?
Yes. Over Kittle, I got him.
I'll move him up to six and take Kittle and put him at seven.
Yeah. Like, Kittle obviously has the upside to be number one this week, but
does he anymore? Does he anymore?
I mean, he did two weeks ago.
Yeah. Come on, he scored three touchdowns.
It's going to be few and far between for Kittle. So I'll take Engram over him probably 80% of weeks this season. So I'm going to go for it again here. Engram should be a solid play at worst.
Next year we'll be drafting Engram over Kittle.
Literally might have to.
Well, we'll see the quarterback. If Brock is still the quarterback, then probably.
Yeah, and if it continues this way. For Engram being so solid and consistent. Tight ends, you never know what can happen there. But moving on to the New Orleans Saints, Derek Carr, desperation bye week villain at best.
Yeah, I would
say he's forgettable.
Stay away from him.
He's been a little bit better the last like 2 weeks, but he's not coming anywhere near my lineup in most leagues, most situations.
He has the pieces to be good.
Yes.
He's just not. Or at least I'm so stupid for defending him for so long.
He does beat his players. They do well still. At least Olave.
Yeah, Olave's been good. Michael Thomas has been like the definition of mid. We'll talk about these guys in a sec. Kamara's obviously looked great with Carr feeding him the dump offs. I lost my train of thought. Oh, I just don't like this offensive coordinator. Like the play calling for the Saints, it's just also pretty mid. Saints O line is not that great either. It just hasn't been that fun watching the Saints play offense.
It brought the Raiders there
hard on the eyes.
Yep.
Alvin Kamara, we just talked about, seems to be well worth the suspension from drafts. He's been rock solid. Are you nervous at all about Jamal Williams coming back possibly tomorrow and taking away some of the work?
Only if they get within the 5 yard line. Besides that, all Kamara.
Only if you're playing standard. Like, honestly, I don't know.
Yeah. Kamara's still going to get all the passing work. I don't think Jamal Williams is going to cut into a significant part of the snaps as well. Like, I think he will probably get like 20 to 30 and be like the change of pace guy. And also like when it's like fourth and one or like within the five, like you mentioned, but it's gotta be the Kamara show right now. The amount of touches he's getting, he's still clearly the number one there. Olave, you touched on, locked in as a starter. Nice bounce back last week after a couple weeks where he had you nervous. Is Michael Thomas anywhere near worth starting even with bye weeks?
Yeah, he's not terrible. He'll get you 10.
Yeah, that's what he gets. He'll max out.
I'll take a free 10.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to play it like smart, I think that's definitely like the safe option to flex just to take that 10. There's just a very limited upside, like solid floor, very like very low ceiling.
He's got
3 feet ceilings in his house. Got to crawl into Michael Thomas's house. I have him at 37, so yeah, he's definitely a flex option this week. Any other questions on Saints, Jags, feel free to drop those in the chat. Any other questions at all, definitely feel free to drop them, but we are moving on to cap or no cap. One sec, Q.
Cap or no cap. I ate too much fucking candy corn before this, so my stomach hurts. I didn't feel like
candy corn.
It really wasn't even a lot. It was maybe 25 pieces.
All right, that's a lot of candy corn.
So gross.
I can eat like 10 to 15, and I'm already like.
Oh yeah, I regret it after I grabbed the one handful. It's like 10. I regret the second handful, but
the first handful is like, it tastes so good.
I don't regret it till after, but.
Bold prediction from Cass. Taysom Hill, 2 tutties tomorrow.
All right, so you guys put him in your lineup.
You might have to.
I might have to.
Might have to. Cast predictions can smack like CJ Uzama.
I'd started him that week.
Oh, my God.
That was crazy. All right, cap or no cap, Jared Goff is a matchup proof, set it and forget it, QB1 rest of season at this point.
No cap.
Okay, I have him at 12, so. Going into this week, I'll still say.
Bro, no all cap. They do is throw. Like, yes, bro.
Oh, yeah, definitely now. I didn't really think about that. No running back, really.
Yeah, I'm gonna say no cap as well, even with Montgomery. He just looks pretty solid. Obviously, get all of his passing weapons healthy for the first time, I think, since he's been there. Like, Jameson Williams barely played to start last year, and then Laporta's healthy, Amonra's healthy. The only thing he doesn't have is obviously Montgomery, so I think that benefits him throwing the ball more.
Yeah.
So yeah, Jared Goff, set it and forget it. QB1 right now. I like that.
I mean, that's.
I like circus peanuts too, though. I mean, that's like
easy... What are circus peanuts?
They're like the marshmallow peanut, Jones.
Ew, those are disgusting.
Those are so good.
That's disgusting.
I'll turn you onto those. Ew. Like,
I was thinking like originally like actual peanuts.
No, but circus peanuts, baby.
Those are disgusting. No way
people eat these.
I haven't eaten them in like 10 years though. I used to like get them like every.
No way they're still being made.
How like dense are they?
They're like kind of like airy. They're like marshmallows.
Okay.
They have a little bit of like hard texture to them.
Yeah.
What do they taste like?
Sugar, I guess. I
literally. Know. Literally that's, sugar. That's not hot though. We need to put candy corn up against something that's like debatable. Like.
Got a hot one.
We higher than I would put it up against a Skittle.
Ooh,
I but like that.
Skittles.
Easily. I hate Skittles, so I would choose the candy corn.
Bruh.
That's a close one for me. I think I might go candy corn. Candy corn snacks, man. You guys, you're outnumbered. Matt would be here.
I actually had a candy corn I ate today. It was all yellow. I said, I don't know if I should eat this, but maybe it's a golden nugget.
Yeah,
it's like I
have candy corn downstairs. I'm about to go try some.
You might
Connor
have to.
Said that each color tastes different. I do not believe that.
He was capping to you. He said he came over to my place one time. I was like, yo, I was convincing Q that each piece tasted different. candy corn or Boston baked beans. Now, I don't know if I ever had Boston baked beans.
And I never will.
That sounds nasty. There's no way that's candy.
No way.
No shot.
Q, I'm going to have to, when you're doing trivia, we're going to have to put up a picture of Boston baked beans. We'll continue the all
right.
the candy debate later. Back to Cap or no candy. Cap. What? Nasty. Kirk Cousins is a bye week fill-in at best with Justin Jefferson out of the lineup. Cap or no cap?
No cap. It's unfortunate that he's fallen, but
they're candy coated peanuts. Sorry. I was very focused on these things.
No, good. Yeah, I'm gonna say no cap as well. I mean, I think Kirk can still have some like weeks, but you're not gonna be confidently putting him in your lineup. Like, yeah, I'm all in on Kirk this week. Like,
right.
Without Jefferson, it definitely limits his upside on a week-by-week basis, especially this week against the Niners. Not a favorable matchup. So,
yikes.
Wouldn't start Kirk if I have another option. Next one here, Javonte Williams is a bye-week fill-in at best until we see the Broncos improve and Javonte get more involved.
Yeah, I thought he was supposed to be good.
No cap, but yeah, absolute best, dude.
Yeah, no cap, no Kizzy. I'm hoping that this week he can kind of bounce back, maybe a little bit of a shootout with the Packers, maybe. Probably not, though. Touchdown dependent RB2 bye week fill in. Touchdown dependent.
McLaughlin clears.
Not great right now. McLaughlin does look good too. He does look good. A couple questions in the chat before we wrap up. Cap or no cap. I get T and Ridley, giveaway Achan and Hall. Should I? And I already have David Montgomery and Saquon.
Yes. Well,
Your team really give away a chance.
I don't know.
It seems juicy, but it's two receivers that have been like underperforming. Yeah, right. Shit, man.
Yeah. And Breece has looked really good too. And Montgomery's banged up. So I don't know about your other running back depth after that. Like, because Montgomery's most likely not playing this week. And then if it lingers, it could linger maybe 2-3 weeks. Then you're in a tough spot trying to figure that out. Obviously, Achane's not playing either. So. That gets you an immediate boost. I'd
keep it as is. As of right now, what we know, I would stay.
Yeah.
If you could do Achan for one of them, T or Ridley, I think that's a little bit better. Like one for one. Keep Breece.
Yeah.
Maybe get one of them if possible. Obviously, not as easy as it sounds. One flex spot, one wide receiver spot. Who would you guys start out of Brian Robinson, Tyler Lockett, Debo Samuel, Chris Godwin, Drake London? It's a lot of good options here.
Lockett for sure.
Yeah, I think Lockett is the best wide receiver I have there. I got Lockett 15. I got Debo 24. I got Godwin at
Drake London's been on a tear, though.
Yeah,
he's Drake London at the lowest 26, but still a little bit of a tougher matchup for London. Bucks pass D has been pretty solid this year. Curtis Samuel.
Oh, big difference.
Definitely a huge difference. Definitely going to go Lockett there. And then one flex.
Godwin.
You think Lockett and Godwin? Bench Brian Robinson too?
I
think Lockett and Godwin's your best bet there. Yeah, I would roll both of them out there. Lockett's got a great matchup this week. I'm hoping for a big Geno week for sure. All right, back to cap or no cap. DeAndre Hopkins is unfortunately a matchup-dependent flex play moving forward this season. Cap or no cap?
Cap, he's a quarterback-dependent player.
That's even worse.
And it doesn't seem... Actually, well, I don't know if it's better or worse that if Taney were out. Probably worse because Malik Willis looked dog shit. They need Will to bring Levis in Will Levis. Who might be even worse than that somehow, but...
Yeah, it could get ugly for them. Obviously, if they think Malik Willis or Will Levis will give them a better chance to win, they would bench Taney. So it seems like Taney's the best bet, but it's not great. So DeAndre Hopkins definitely is going to say no cap here.
Yeah,
last week, dependent flex, not a set and forget it guy.
I think it was week 5. He had 22. It wasn't very appealing to me. I knew that wasn't going to sustain.
Yeah, and then 3 the next week. Big stinker in London. So. We'll see if he can get it right and get it more consistent. Last one here. Kyle Pitts showing signs of life. Does this mean he is a startable tight end as of right now? Cap or no cap?
I don't know. I mean, I still think – I don't know. Yeah, he's reeling us in even more.
I need to see like 5 straight games of Kyle Pitts putting up numbers to be like, all right, he's proved it to me. I'm putting him in my lineup. Like, I'd rather still start a lot of the guys out there over him.
You can start Janu and have as much hope as Kyle Pitts.
I'm starting Janu over. Oh yeah, Pitts for sure. If both are out there, like Janu's been just as good on the same team, if not better.
Tight end 9 on the season, which is insane.
Insane. Yes, Kyle Pitts. Not. I mean, I guess he's a startable option, but he's not in my top 12 as a top 12 tight end option. Mm-hmm. All right. Before we get into our rankings breakdown, let's do today's sponsor, Fanatics. For this NFL season, we are partnered with Fanatics, the leading brand for NFL merchandise. We are pretty much at the halfway point through the fantasy season, almost at the halfway point for the NFL season. So it's definitely time to get yourself out to a game and get yourself a new jersey to rep your favorite squad. Go to the link in our bio on all platforms. Take advantage of their sale going on right now. Use code CIDER. CIDER to get up to 65% off site wide. Go out there, get yourself something nice. Again, please use the link in our bio on Instagram, Twitter. I believe it's also on YouTube. It's pretty much everywhere. Definitely click that link because that helps us out a ton, and we greatly appreciate your support of the show. All right, let's talk rankings starting at the quarterback position. We just touched on it a little bit with that question. For the Seahawks, but Geno Smith has struggled, gets a great matchup with the Cardinals here. Is he a good spot start here, or is he too risky with the inconsistencies we've seen thus far?
I have him top 10 this week.
Me too.
Matchup is juicy.
I have him at 7.
So do I.
I'm at 8.
Geno, great start this week for me.
Yeah, he wasn't even bad last week. He just didn't have any touchdowns.
Yeah, and a couple of interceptions trying to force it at the end of the game. 300 yards last week, like the writing was on the wall. He looked good. He still has the great weapons there. I'm not worried about Geno. It hasn't been as pretty as it was last year, but I think he's a great starting option against the Cardinals this week because you're not going to be able to use him next week, so use him now.
Yep.
Brock Purdy struggled a ton versus the Browns, just like everyone else has this season. Showed that the Niners are beatable, but Purdy should still be a top 10 option this week against the Vikings, right?
Right. Yes. I want him to be so bad. So I hope he gets exposed again.
At versus the Vikings, that'd be bad.
I know.
There's no shot. He's the one I have ranked over Geno.
If Christian McCaffrey's out, there's a chance he stinks.
Yeah. There's definitely a chance. I mean, obviously it's a little bit easier to defend that team with McCaffrey out, then you're like not worried about Jordan Mason or Elijah Mitchell nearly as much. But yeah, Purdy, still a top 10 option this week. Feel free to roll him out there in your QB1 spot. Jordan Love looked absolutely abysmal against the Raiders before the bye. Is he a startable option this week against the booty Broncos defense?
Yeah, you shouldn't question. Except for Mahomes, he struggled, I guess. Maybe because of the divisional game. So we'll give him – I'm not going to give him an excuse, but I think Jordan Love will have a good game against the Broncos.
Me too, right off the bye.
Yeah.
Their defense is poopy.
He needs to throw deep balls, though. That's what his issue was last week is when he did. They were either picked or just off.
Yep.
Yeah, I think he will have a little bit of a bounce back week coming off the bye. I got him at 9. Jordan Love, solid QB1 option. Sticking with the Packers, moving on to the running back position, Aaron Jones got a week to heal up that injury. If he's able to go and cleared for a full participation, is he a top 12 option?
Mm-hmm. I have him at 10.
Got him at 10 as well. Do you gods?
Should I lock him in at 10 just to...
Where'd you have him?
11.
Oh! Yeah, move him up. I don't know who's below him.
I got him at 10. Lock him in.
Lock him in. Aaron Jones, top 10 this week. You hear that, Gator, wherever you are. Enjoy. But no, Aaron Jones, yeah, he should be fine as long as he's healthy and good to go. Moving on, outside of the 28-point outburst in week 2, Brian Robinson has fluctuated between 7 and 13.6 fantasy points in the rest of his games. Is he still an elite play in this favorable matchup or more of a mid to low end RB2?
Mid to low end easily, which sucks because I was very high on him and I was very excited.
Yeah. Every time I look at my ranks, I see B Robinson top 10. I'm like, why the fuck do I have him that high? Then it's just B's out.
Yeah, I do that too sometimes. I got Brian Robinson at 15, and that's with 6 teams on a bye. So, like,
yeah.
It gets a little boost this week with guys out. But yeah, mid to low end RB2 hasn't been as exciting. Want to see him find the end zone a few more times. Jahmyr Gibbs may be unleashed this week with David Montgomery trending towards sitting and Gibbs trending towards playing. What can we expect against this Ravens defense? Where did you rank him if you are expecting him to play?
We saw ETN bust wide open. All I'm going to say is if Gibbs is not featured in this game, he fucks somebody's wife. Why the fuck isn't he playing? If Craig Reynolds is playing more than him, he did something. He did something to somebody on that team.
Unless he's still banged up. That would be the only other reason too.
Yeah, that'll be the excuse used. I have him listed very far down. I don't know why.
I got him at 20.
Yeah.
Let's put him at 22.
I don't know why. I don't know. Yeah, why don't they use him?
I'm thinking if he's good to go this week, he should get a better opportunity as long as he's like fully cleared. I think this is a week where you can kind of feel a little bit better starting him, obviously, with Montgomery out. So
yeah, that's the only reason you're feeling good.
Not a great matchup, but this could be a week where we could see a little bit of Jahmyr Gibbs that we've been waiting to see.
Yeah.
This one is going to continue to be a talking point until it figures itself out. But Zach Moss stole Jonathan Taylor's thunder again. About a 50-50 split this past week, favoring Moss slightly. How did you rank these two this week with a matchup versus the scary Cleveland Browns?
Oh, they're both going to be bad this week.
I'm just going to rank them not next to each other, but I'm just going to give them the same number. If I can find one of them. Whichever I find first in my ranks is what they're both going to be. All right, they're both going to be 24.
Damn, you swung them all the way down there for the Browns. You do the same thing, T-Gods?
I have JT at 20, Zach Moss at 23.
Got him 16 and 18, JT and Zach Moss. Obviously not a favorable matchup, but again, I just really don't like any running backs this week. It's just all the guys on the bye. I feel like everyone kind of got squished up in my ranks. Yeah. So
can you explain to me how they're both playing the Browns, but somehow it's a bad matchup for Zach Moss via Fantasy Pros, but for Jonathan Taylor, it's an average matchup.
Now that's weird.
They're saying Jonathan Taylor's better, I guess, but it doesn't show. Zach Moss might be him. They should have gave him the money. They gave it to the wrong guy.
Imagine if Zach Moss just continues to outperform JT all season after the bag.
I'm would selling be, my dynasty team then.
Would be nuts. Kareem Hunt ended up with almost 40% of the snaps versus Jerome Ford's 50% versus the Niners. Kareem Hunt finished with more points, obviously finding the end zone. Could Kareem be a viable option moving forward? How did you rank these two guys?
People are going to chase what he did towards the end of the game. I don't think
I don't think he's really going to be much. I don't think he's going to be really that good.
Yeah. I have him at 25.
Same.
Yeah, I got Kareem at 25 as well. So that's a lot.
You lock him in 25.
I got Jerome Ford at 17, so still feeling more confident in Ford.
They got him at 16.
Yeah. Ford, definitely a solid option. Feel free to roll him out there over Hunt if you ended up with both, but I do like both as decent options moving forward.
Yeah.
We know Cooper Kupp now finally back moving on to wide receivers, but are you nervous about Puka after a down week? Where did you rank him?
If you're in a league where someone who owns Puka is nervous, please take them from him.
Fleece them.
Please. Fleece they have them. No running back at the moment. This week specifically, Steelers are bottom five against the wide receiver two on the team. And we've seen Puka still get 18 targets in the last two games. So he's involved. This is obviously he's going to take some sort of dip occasionally for Cooper Kupp. He's still greatness.
I got him at 14. I'm definainely the lowest.
Scared of the Puka fall off.
He's pretty good. I am.
I am at 12.
Wow.
The lowest I've ever ranked him.
I'm the highest. I've got him at 10. I'm still all the way in on Puka. He had 7 targets last week. Matt Stafford only threw the ball 24 times. So, like, he's still clearly involved. I think that's like a almost 40% snap share.
His day was different if he caught the touchdown.
And he dropped a touchdown. Like, clearly, if he catches that touchdown, he still gets another.
Still have him in top 7 if he caught that touchdown.
Yeah, exactly. So, Steelers are one of the worst secondaries in the league. We've seen them get absolutely burnt. I mean, CJ Stroud had a field day against them. So, as long as Stafford gets a little bit of time to throw the ball against DJ Watt, Puka will be just fine.
Oh, that fucking guy.
Yep. Devontae Smith showed some good signs and bad signs, but at the end of the day, an underwhelming performance again last week. Where did you rank him this week? Is he still a top 15 option for you?
I'm right behind Puka at 13.
I got him at 13 also.
Yo, stop, bro.
You got him 13?
Yeah.
Dead ass. All right. Smitty locked in as wide receiver 13 on the week. Can't complain about that. Yeah, please catch the ball. A couple more catches last week. You're obviously going to feel even more better about him. But 11 targets, still super involved. Sure. Gotta love Smitty.
This game should be high scoring between them and the Dolphins just because secondary for the Eagles is trash at the moment. And Dolphins defense isn't too great, at least secondary as well. So,
yeah, 100%. Smitty should be just fine. Expecting a pretty high scoring game. Eagles, Fins.
Where do you have Swift while we're talking about the Eagles?
Swifty.
I think I have him at 4.
I've got him at 6.
He's so good.
Yeah. I'm at 4.
All in on Swift, baby. Should be a great match.
I couldn't do this shit last year when I had him in another league.
He wasn't on the Birds. I've always been a believer. You know that for sure. Swift, obviously a locked in RB1 this week and low end RB1 moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out of the bye, Christian Watson the week before the bye seemed like the clear number one in Green Bay with Dobbs more of an afterthought with one target and no catches. Where did you rank Watson and Dobbs and who do you prefer?
I prefer Watson because I own him. I'm at 26.
I'm at 27. And Dobbs at 38.
Got him at 25. Dobbs 36. Okay. Pretty quick to move off of Dobbs. Obviously, he looked pretty good before that week, but that was obviously a very disheartening week. One target, like completely not being involved in the offense was a little bit weird. I think Dobbs is still going to be as fine as a flex option, but I still think Watson's the more talented guy, more upside for fantasy. So should continue to see that this week, especially against the Broncos.
Yep.
Are you trusting Michael Pittman in this matchup versus the Browns? How far down did you move him after how dominant we've seen the Browns be on defense?
Bro, terrible matchup for him at all.
But I have him at 24.
I slid him down to 29, thinking he's more generous. Flex this week. Definitely tempering expectations. You probably might not have a better option. He's probably still going to get 8 to 10 targets because they're going to have to throw against this Browns defense to do anything.
Are you starting Pittman or return for Deontay Johnson?
I actually have them two spots apart. I have Pittman at 29, Deontay at 31. But if I had both, I might actually just start Deontay Johnson.
I'm starting Deontay. I have Deontay at 30, and I have Pittman at 32.
That's a good spot. I think they're all kind of in a similar tier. I have Jordan Addison right there at 30 as well with a not favorable matchup against the Niners. Yeah. So all in like a just temper expectation situation. And obviously you just kind of want to see what Deontay can do, but I'd probably take that shot there rather than roll out Pittman. Last question, moving on to tight ends. Not too many questions to talk about here. I already talked about Pitts. So Goddard, Kittle, Waller, how did you rank these three for this week as some of the most up and down tight ends thus far this season?
What Goddard do last week? Couldn't have been good. He caused an interception.
Pretty sure he was pretty mid as 9 points. Always.
That's great for a tight end. And somehow he's tight end 10 off of that one game.
He had one big game, and then he had 8, 9, 9, 4, 0.
It'd probably be let's just look. Goddard, Waller, Kittle is how I have it.
I have Kittle, Goddard, Waller.
I have Goddard, Kittle, Waller. So we're all different. Yep. I have them 6, 7, 8 in my ranks. I'm sure you guys are probably in the same general area, maybe 5, 6, 7 or 5, 7, 8 or whatever. But all very inconsistent. Tight end kind of stinks, though. These guys have the most upside. Hope that they can put it together. This might be Kittle's last week ahead of some of these people.
Oh, yeah.
Until he continues to put a little bit more consistency together.
Waller's tight end 11, Goddard's 10, he's 8.
Yeah, he's somehow 8. I don't know how because of that 1-3 touchdown performance.
For a tight end.
He needs to put up a little bit more consistency. These one-point games are not fun. Not fun. Question in the chat. Eckler, Aaron Jones, Rachaad White for Ken Walker and Etienne. Which side wins the trade? Juicy trade.
Probably that's Ken juicy. Walker. Etienne. I know you don't like giving up the extra guy, but
Eckler is definitely the best running back in the trade. But Ken Walker is literally like right there for me, and Etienne as well has been obviously right there with that. Aaron Jones can be there, but he's still a little bit banged up. Haven't seen him there.
I'm taking Ken Walker and Etienne.
Yeah, I think I'm taking Ken Walker and Etienne right now. Yep. It's close. It's definitely close. It's definitely like a fair trade. Rachaad White's kind of a bone unless you really don't have a
good flex. Bone. Semi-stale.
Yeah, not really much in that trade. So it's really Eckler, Jones for Walker, Etienne. Eckler slightly still over both of them, but whoever is the second one you want to consider, Walker or Etienne, is definitely a little bit over Jones right now for sure.
A little bit?
A lot of it until we see Jones back and healthy.
I don't think it'll matter whether he's healthy or not.
I mean, Aaron Jones week one when he was healthy at 27. So that's literally the only sample size we have.
Sure.
Want to see him on the field though, which Walker and Etienne both have been available. So rather take them right now. All right. Let's do starts, sits before we do our game picks. Q, who is your start of the week?
My start this week is Amari Cooper. If you guys listened a couple weeks ago, he was my buy low because of his favorable schedule, which, again, we get the – it wasn't favorable last week with the 49ers, but clearly P.J. Walker is not much of a problem with getting him the ball compared to DTR. He gets the Colts this week. And if it's D-Watt, whether it's D-Watt or P.J., I probably have the same amount of confidence, maybe more confidence than P.J., so
PJ
eight targets last week, 100 yards. Just get him a touchdown against the stinky Colts. Should be competitive too, so he's a good start for sure.
100%. Definitely like Cooper this week. He can kind of do it with any quarterback. We've seen that throughout his career. T-Gods, start of the week. What do we got?
Start of the week. Jordan Love playing the 32nd ranked defense against quarterbacks. So that's big, juicy. Hopefully, C-Watt can get a little touchdown or something this week. Jordan Love just, I don't know. He's so, like, he started off so juicy.
I know.
And then kind of just fell off a little bit. So, after a bye week and playing the worst defense against quarterbacks, like, it has to be a bounce back.
Has to be a bounce back. Jordan Love, I'm with that too. Definitely a great start this week. My start of the week, Michael Mayer, baby. He is here. He has arrived. I ranked him over Kyle Pitts. That's how confident I am, and that's how much I hate Kyle Pitts. I have Michael Mayer at 13. I have Gerald Everett at 14, Pitts at 15, in case you were curious. But if you are looking for that tight end with some guys on a bye this week, Michael Mayer is definitely a great option. Saw his snap share tick up all the way to 81%. And Jimmy G may not be playing this week, which I think benefits Michael Mayer because he was playing a lot with the second team to start the season and in preseason, which means he has a lot more experience with Brian Hoyer, Aiden O'Connell, whoever it may be, whereas Austin Hooper was getting a lot of those first team snaps in the preseason. So Michael Mayer, start this week at tight end if you are looking for a tight end to fill in.
This dude looks like your typical tight end.
Yeah. He's going to be good. I'm in on Michael Mayer.
They brought in Austin Hooper for nothing.
His snaps are completely depleting. Mayer played 81% this past week. He's going to be the guy for them. Q, sit of the week.
My sit of the week. Surprisingly. Dude,
this is different for you, man. Different.
I know, but I have to be real. It's going to be Courtland Sutton. He's most likely going to be matched up with Jair, who locked up Devontae Adams for what that's worth. I don't know if he's 100%, but if I'm saying this, sit Courtland Sutton, please, for the love of God, sit Jerry Judy as well, who stinks. Courtland Sutton, I am right once again that Courtland Sutton is the wide receiver one on this team. He has proven me right outside of week 5, week 7. I'm already saying ahead of time that he probably won't be too good, but you never know. Could be high scoring as well because both defenses are mid.
Yep.
Or ass, but I would at least temper with some of these buys. You may have to start them.
I like it.
Fuck you.
Even though you walked that take all the way back throughout the sit.
You were like, it's hard to hate him,
but I still like him more than Judy. I still like him. He could still be all right. He might be all right.
Just sit him, though. Don't sit him.
Yeah, I like that. But Vince said, let Russ cook. So yeah, is he going to cook?
Though. He's not Judy. Cooking. He sucks. He always sucks.
He's baking.
He is old. T-Gods, sit of the week. What do we got?
Sit of the week. We talked about it a little bit earlier. You may not have a better option, but if I have the chance, I'm sitting Michael Pittman this week. The Browns are going to have Gardner Minshew shook. Pittman's going to be shook. I didn't expect this from the Browns, but their defense is like super elite. And I just don't trust Minshew to get it done. And I think it's going to be a rough day for the Colts. They might score like a field goal.
Yeah. Could be a rough day for sure. My sit of the week, someone we already talked about not having a favorable matchup, Kirk Cousins. Just want to remind you, Justin Jefferson is out. It's going to be a difficult day for Kirk Cousins at the office playing the Niners defense. Don't love this matchup. Pretty much it. I would sit Kirk Cousins if I could. Sam Howell's out there on a lot of waivers still. Definitely a better start this week than Kirk.
Yeah.
All right. Game picks. Let's pick some games. The standings update. Q still in first with 61. Got to remember that he is now one below his picks league standings with his different picks. But Matt, 59. Not here, obviously, but sitting comfortably in second. I'm in third with 57. Bad week for me. T-Gods catches up a bit. One behind me at 56. Let's do our picks. We do have Matt's picks as well. Before we do that, quick question in the chat. Saints D or Browns D this week?
Browns D.
Browns D for sure. Yes. They've been very solid. So definitely go Browns D.
Yeah.
All right. Then let's do it. Thursday Night Football. Jaguars at the Saints. Who do we have winning?
The Jags. Easy.
The Jags. I don't know if it's easy. It might be easy.
Come on, bro.
I don't know. It's like the
Saints. Matt's taking good the Jags. Let me pull up my picks because I am pretty sure that I locked in the Saints.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm on Saints Island. Give me the Saints. I'll go by myself.
Enjoy. That's where I tie it up.
Yeah, it's definitely not the best. It just feels like Saints going back home. I feel like they need a win bad. So, and Jaguars are a little bit too high for
they're tired of
their britches.
The britches. They're tired of London.
Yeah.
Things from home cooking.
Three for Jags. I'm on Saints Island. Falcons at the Bucks. Matt is taking the Bucks. I am also taking the Bucks.
I'm taking the Bucks.
Yeah. Clean sweep. Bills at the Patriots. Who you guys have there?
Come on, the Bills.
Yep.
The Bills mercy rule the Patriots.
Matt also taking the Bills. I am also taking the Bills. Browns at the Colts. Matt's taking the Browns. Who do you guys got?
Browns.
Taking the Browns.
Yeah, I'm taking the Browns too.
Waterfest.
Yep.
Colts are home. I want to see the Colts kind of pull that off, but I just can't see it happening.
No way.
Minshew as a starter in his last 12 starts, 2-10.
Yeah. Hell ever yeah. Since Minshew lost that game for us against the Saints last year, I look at him completely different. He's no longer the best backup in the league.
No, he's a very good backup as a reliever. He needs to think that he's not coming into the game, and then he just kind of goes in and goes wild. When he's coming in as a starter, he folds under the pressure. So start anybody for like the first drive, and then make him think he's not
starting. Like fake an injury or something.
Yeah, please. All right, Lions at the Ravens.
Lions. That defense is also
good. I'm also taking the Lions, too.
Matt is taking the Ravens, and I am taking the Ravens. Half and half. Give me the Ravens in Baltimore. Should be a good one, though. Might be game of the week, to be honest.
No way. Ravens are not that good.
Actually, Eagles-Dolphins is going to be a fucking
bad. Yeah, that's easy. That's the game of the year, possibly.
I forgot. Raiders at the Bears.
Raiders. Come on, pick them.
Yeah, I'm taking the Raiders, so you have to. No Fields, dude.
Yeah, Matt's taking the Raiders, and I am taking the Raiders.
I wish me and Dave bet you every game the Raiders won would get $10.
Yeah, honestly,
we only bet you for that one game.
That would have been a better bet.
For their next win.
I can't believe they are going to continue to win games. That team.
Josh McDaniels saving his job.
Dumpster fire franchise. Commanders at the Giants. Who do we got?
Commanders.
Matt's also taking the Commanders. Dude, part of me really wants me to do it. Like, I picked the Commanders here, and like that's what my brain says to do. But part of me really wants to be like, yeah, this is a divisional game in New York. They just almost
Tyrod Blaine.
And Daniel Jones might be back. Tyrod might be back, but Saquon's healthy.
No way. He's not carrying. They're not getting the win.
I'm getting cute. Give me the Giants. Give me the G-Man, baby.
You might fall very far down after this week.
I might. It might not be my week, but I'm in on the Giants. Give me the G-Man. Screw it. They've been calling me all day. I picked the Commanders earlier, and I was like,
oh, God.
I don't know if I believe it. I don't know if I believe it. Give me the G-Man. I'm on G-Man Island. I'm on some bad islands right now. This is kind of scary. Cardinals at the Seahawks. Who do we got?
Seahawks.
Yeah, I'm taking Seahawks as well.
Yeah, Matt's taking the Seahawks. I am also taking the Seahawks. Clean sweep for the Seahawks. Hopefully they clean sweep a win for us, unlike last week.
Yep.
Steelers at the Rams.
Rams, easily.
Give me the Rams.
Matt is also taking the Rams. I am also taking the Rams, even though I am resident Steelers pick guy. I am also taking the Rams here.
And resident Titans pick guy. You're lucky they're on a bye this week.
Hate them. Packers at the Broncos. Who we got?
Packers.
Go Pack, go.
This was... Oh, wait, no, this wasn't it.
Don't tell me you're taking the Broncos, bro.
No, I was waiting for Q to say his thought. Matt's also taking the Packers. I am taking the Packers also. Too easy. Chargers at the Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Q? Chiefs.
Q? Q. I thought you were going to get cute, man. This is Herbo, man.
Yeah, but that coach is so good. That you can't win a game when your defense, when you have to play this from behind every time.
Matt's taking the Chiefs. I'm taking the Chiefs. Clean sweep for the Chiefs.
Please, Chiefs, Chargers win for me. They're going to win because I didn't pick them.
They might.
I'll pick them. Picks.
Give me the Chiefs in Arrowhead. Come on now. Sunday night football. Dolphins at the Eagles. Matt's taking the Eagles. I'm taking the Eagles.
We have to all take the Eagles, yeah. But.
Whoa, what do you mean?
If I wasn't from here, I'm probably taking the Dolphins. Mm-mm. But as an Eagles fan, you have to take the Eagles here. But.
All right. Clean sweep for the Eagles, even though T-Oz does it reluctantly. Go, Birds.
Bro, did you watch the game last week?
I did. Bounce back time. We were already looking ahead to this game, so we're double prepared. We were trying to skip over the Jets.
That's what happened.
49ers at the Vikings. Clean sweep for the Niners here as well.
Unless CMC sits out, it could be closer.
Maybe, but Justin Jefferson's already out, so I think that kind of.
All right, it's equal. Kirk is better than Brock Purdy.
Not better than Niners defense, though. Vikings defense, Swiss cheese.
There was no splits this week. There's one.
I'm on two islands by myself, so I need those bad. Bad.
You'll be down below.
And the Ravens Lions was a sweet split as well. All right, that's it for the picks. Any other questions in the chat, feel free to drop them. Q, do we have trivia today?
I have a beloved list. If we want to, we can finish it by 7. All right. That time.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's plenty of time. We will be done before 7. Let's list it up.
All right.
List me up, Buttercup baby. All right, Q, what's this list looking like?
Let me just find a better picture of it, but it's going to be
friend of the Boston Baked Beans picture.
Oh, I do have a picture of that. I'll upload that after. it is 1,000-yard rookie rushers since 2005, but let me preface and say that all of them besides maybe two are pre-2010.
Okay.
Like before 2010
or after? Seen,
all except for two?
Like, I would say maybe two or three are players that were prominently before 2010.
Okay. So then all of them are after.
But we've seen all of these guys play, and not just one game here and there. But let me just
since 2005 rookies with 1,000 yards rushing.
I don't know. Let me just. I don't have the complete list on me. So I screenshot. Fuck. Oh, here we go. All right. All right. Whoever wants to begin. It's up to you.
Do you want the honors?
And there are 25 names.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Let me just get my pen. Hold on. Ezekiel Elliott.
I keep thinking all the guys get hurt.
Is on the list, number 11.
Of course. James Robinson.
James Robinson, number 5.
Hell yeah.
They're not in any order, so I'm not going to say the number.
I'll take Saquon.
Saquon is on the list.
I don't know if this guy's on the list. I don't think he is, but I'm going to throw it out there anyways. Christian McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey, not on the list.
Yeah, I didn't think so. What did he get, 900 yards or something?
Oh, of course.
More of a receiver.
I'll get juicy as well because I'm not sure. Because I know he popped off 1 year. I don't know what year it was. When it was Jamal Charles.
Surprisingly not on the list.
All right. That wasn't his rookie year then.
There's a door. They're freaking out.
All right, go ahead. I need time to think anyways. I'm trying to think why can't I think of anybody that was good? LeSean McCoy.
No.
Damn it.
What? Najee?
Najee, yes. He's on the list.
Why can't I think of these guys? Why are these guys not coming to my head? Travis Etienne, did he do it?
No, I don't think
he might have cut into his work.
No, he did not do it.
I'm going to take Chubb.
Chubb, not on the list.
Damn.
Hey.
Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt, on the list.
Laser. Ow. Chiefs Kareem, baby. He was elite.
Did Booby do it his rookie year?
He did not. And that's surprising that you'd even guess that.
I know, you're the Booby hater. not that kind of Booby. Jonathan Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor. He might not on the list.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Damn. 1 year early.
Beast mode.
Beast mode. On the list.
All right.
There you go.
Back.
Antonio Gibson.
Oh, my God. Ew. No.
He was pretty good.
Yeah, but no.
Dalve?
Oh, well, I just remembered one, though.
Dalve, not on the list.
He got hurt his rookie year, I remember. I wrote his name down, though, just in case I ran out of names to guess. Alfred Morris.
Alfred Morris is on the list. That's one of the funny guys that are on here. So there are, like, there's, I don't know what year this guy was drafted. Maybe, like, 08 this guy was drafted. There's, like, guys that were drafted in, like, 08 that played into the 2010s, but, like, still guys that are very well known. Yeah, this guy was drafted in 08. I don't know.
There's still newer people, right?
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a couple newer people, like, between 2015 and now.
Dehen,
not on the list because he probably came in. He came in with DeMarco.
Yeah.
Did DeMarco do it?
That's what I was about to guess. DeMarco Murray?
He did not do it.
Yeah,
I wonder who he came in with. Go ahead. You get an extra one.
Maurice Jones-Drew.
No, that might be too. Actually, no. No. Fuck that guy. Either way,
he hates the Eagles. He does hate the birds. I love them in fantasy, though.
Gonna get a little spicy again. James Conner.
No. Only because he came in with Liv.
I was about to say Le'Veon Bell after T-God said that.
No.
No way. You're lying.
Promise. Devontae
Freeman.
I wish. No.
What?
Come on, man.
8 minutes.
Eddie Lacy.
Eddie Lacy is on there.
I think the other guy, Aaron Jones.
No.
No, we had to free him. Remember he had to be freed?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, Matthew Berry. That was the whole movie.
Yeah, he had to be freed. Damn. Maurice Jones-Drew had 941 yards as a rookie year. I was just curious. Ryan Grant.
Oh, my. You don't have to get that cute. No.
What?
That guy, no.
He was good.
I've actually named Brian Grant before anyone else on this list.
All right, I have names. I have good names. I have one. I have a guarantee next. You'll know
who
I am.
Go ahead, say it.
All right, Doug Martin.
Doug Martin, yes.
Oh my God,
muscle hamster. That's Q's boy. Yo, by the way, Ryan Grant, 956 yards. Don't laugh at me like that. He was nice. He had 1,200 and 1,200 the next 2 years too. He was him.
I guess you guys don't have to go back and forth since we're trying to complete this together. Yeah, I hit a
wall, dude. Larry Johnson.
That's probably way too early. No.
He was like 2005, maybe rookie year.
Chris Johnson?
Chris Johnson, yes.
Yeah, there we go. This one's going to be way too old. Jaren James?
Too old.
Yeah, that's what I thought. How about Fred Jackson?
Too old.
What? He's not that old.
Frank Gore, not on.
Too old as well.
Chris Ivory?
No.
Chester Taylor.
God, okay, you're getting too obscure. Chester Taylor?
We're good. You keep hating on these picks.
But over these guys that are still on the list?
All right. Ryan Matthews.
No.
Is it only running backs?
Yes.
Wait. Oh, and I'm sorry. Jonathan Taylor was on the list. I had him. I highlighted over his name so I couldn't
see. You hater. I crossed him out. Now I got to give him a weird check mark. Oh my God, Chester Taylor was so bad his rookie year. Barely played. He did have one 1,000 yard season, though.
One of T God's boys are on here. There's one name that I can't. Can't believe half of these names are not being said.
Joe Mixon.
No.
Damn it.
There is a counterpart to Joe Mixon that's on this list,
though. Oh, I know.
Well, you can just say it.
T God's was going to say one.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, Jeremy Hill.
Yeah.
He stinks. That dude bites.
I was just like, who the hell is my boy? I don't have many running back boys.
Defending them all last year. Look, he is on this list.
The LeGarrette Blount, baby. Cadillac Williams.
Yes, he was the last one. I thought I'd have to give a hint. There is one I don't know if you'll get because I didn't. He's like a wide receiver name. I don't know when he played.
Josh Jacobs,
yes.
Okay, yeah. That wow, how did we miss that?
Yeah. How many are left?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Oh,
God.
Todd Gurley.
Yes. Someone did it as early. Two of them did it as early as last year.
I just need
or as late as last year. I don't know what the word.
Was a rookie running back last year.
David Johnson.
No.
Oh, no way. He had to have been so close.
John.
He had to have been so close. Unless he didn't play much that first rookie year. Oh, he got hurt his rookie year. Oh, wait, no, I'm looking at it backwards. He didn't play much. Second year, he had 1,200. Fucking David Johnson. Andre Ellington.
No.
Ray Rice.
No.
That's cap.
You're going to be pissed when you hear that if you guys don't get these names in 4 minutes.
Kenyon Drake.
No.
Lamar Miller.
No.
What?
Recent boy. Current boy, actually.
Tevin Coleman.
Current boy, Tevin Coleman. Not for me, you.
I know. I hear you saying current boy, but I'm looking at team logos right now.
Did Lindsay do it?
Yes, he did.
Philip Lindsay, good pull.
Who were you? Said
DeAndre Swift
did it last year?
No, two people did it last year.
Bro, why can't I think of any?
And I'm kind of hoping you guys don't get it, just so I can blow your brains.
David Montgomery.
No.
I hate your guts. They're
still like.
Oh yeah, still
they're
relevant.
Doing good this year too.
One's like mid, but yeah, he's doing good.
Khalil Herbert.
No.
Tony Pollard.
No.
Dude, who is a rookie running back?
Javonte like, Williams.
One played. Not the. I'm not talking about the two that are currently playing from last year, but one of them played for the Eagles.
Jai.
No.
How did Jai not do it? Jordan Howard.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's a good one. I gotta look at this like
Jai is missing from the list because he had 1,272 yards his rookie year. He's a beast.
Are you sure?
Give me that
point. Rookie year?
I just went to sleeper in his first season, says 1,272.
He did bust on the scene.
He was nice right away.
2 minutes.
Oh, Ken Walker?
Ken Walker, yes.
Oh my god, that's my current boy. I didn't believe I would say Ken.
I had to look at the
I didn't get there. I'm looking at teams right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at
games. I'm literally on NFL.com/teams, just looking at the logos.
Wait, what are you looking at, T-Gods?
He's our looking at our game picks. Just looking
at the I thought you said game stats.
Looking at our game stats.
1 minute.
And
I'm hoping you don't get these guys because it's
Cam Akers. I hate him.
No.
He stinks. Yeah, Leonard Fournette.
No.
What? No way Fournette didn't get there unless he got hurt.
Three of these guys are pre-2010 drafted at least.
Oh, no way. Wait, I need more time. Now I got to think back further.
Maybe four. I don't know.
Darren McFadden.
No.
Fuck. Pierre Thomas. Darren Sproles.
No.
Reggie Bush.
No. You're like in the right time frame, sort of.
Steven Jackson.
No.
Now
you're getting too early.
Brandon Jacobs.
No.
Ahmad Bradshaw.
No.
Jesus,
I don't know how much Christ time is left. It's probably less than 30 seconds.
Michael Turner.
No.
not Brian Westbrook. That'd have been too soon or too old. Miami Dolphins, not Lamar Miller, not Kenyon Drake. We already got J.J. 49ers, not Frank Gore, obviously. Patriots. Did Carlos Hyde do it?
No. Yeah, one more guess. It's 7 o'clock.
Patriots. Sean Alexander.
No. Okay. I'm just going to tell you. The second person on this list, it's not in any order, no, is Tyler Allgeier.
Oh, he's... Thanks.
Dude, we've talked about him being a 1,000-yard rusher, dude.
I know. The other four names remaining, Joseph Addai.
Oh, I thought AP. He was too old too. AP. I guess his teammate.
Oh my god,
Adrian
AP.
James. Adrian Peterson is such a bad miss. Oh my god.
Matt Forte and Steve Slayton, who I didn't know what.
Oh, I would have never guessed. Steve Slayton.
I don't even know who that is.
Should have got Matt Forte and AP though.
Yeah, that's sad, man.
And Algier.
Yeah, I was, Algier is really bad too.
I was ripping names at the end.
Fucking Ryan Grant over AP.
All right. He had 950 yards, 1,200, 1,200 to start his career. That's so good. Yeah. Ryan Grant. How did Fournette not do it? He got hurt too. Yo, Q, you need to fix these lists. Leonard Fournette did it as well.
BDGE stole. I stole it from them.
They miss people.
Their lists suck.
Q, just go to StatMuse and look it up next time.
All right.
Leonard Fournette had 1,040 yards.
Will Leonard Fournette be fantasy relevant?
This year?
No. Yes. Oh, wait. I have to.
Q, pull up the Boston Baked Beans. I want to know what they look like.
That's crazy. You looked at the same time space.
Question in the chat. Just traded Josh Downs and Jonnu Smith for Jakobi Meyers in a 20-man PPR. I have Komet at tight end. Downs was at flex. Good trade.
Great trade.
Yes. Yeah, great trade. You already have Komet. Komet should be fine, especially if Fields comes back. Jacoby, but he could also be a safety blanket. And yeah, Jakobi has been clearing Josh Downs. As much as I love Josh Downs, that's a dub.
Yep.
Boston baked beans.
I've eaten roasted peanuts that are red before, but they don't look like exactly like this. I don't know if they're the same. Like, are they actually?
Oh my god, I just noticed the football on the screen. The football is terrible.
I think I've had those before.
No, don't hate on the football.
That's the ugliest football I've ever seen in my life, dude.
No, wait. We had the logo over it.
Oh.
Where'd it go? Oh, here it is. Barely covers it. It was there the whole time. All right, that is a wrap. We're off the rails at this point talking about Boston Baked Beans still. That is it for the Week 7 preview. We will be back next week. Week 7 recap and Week 8 preview. As always, if you have any questions, you can find us on all social medias, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, wherever you can find us. Discord as well. Feel free to come in, drop questions. We'll get back to you. Again, interested in using Fanatics, go to the link in our bio. Take advantage of their current sale going on right now. Using code CIDR, up to 65% off. Go to the link in our bio there as well. Link on YouTube. Helps us out a ton. And we are also a part of the Old City Sports Network, as I mentioned at the top. Ton of great podcasts. Flyer season just started. Flyers Alley has been going strong. Philly's podcast over there. A lot of Philly's sports podcast. If you are interested, check those out. And a ton of good sponsors. So link in our bio as well. Pretty much all the links that you will need that relate to us are there. See you guys next week. Good luck in Week 7. Peace.